Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there, this is Jeannie in Phoenix.
Hi Jeannie, it's Betty.
Hi Betty. How are you this morning?
Very good, how about you?
Real good.
That's good.
Doing real well. Looking forward to going out for a walk this morning sometime.
Yeah.
I like those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's happening up there?
Nothing too much. I already did my walking this morning on the treadmill, however.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a little overcast, so showers are supposed to come in by this afternoon sometime.
Okay. Well, we need those April showers. Oh, it's May.
Yeah.
Oops. We didn't get too many here in Phoenix.
Yeah, we didn't either, really.
But I was looking out. I have my roses blooming here this morning, and they're so pretty.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do is get up in the morning and open that kitchen window and see those flowers.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So now, Betty, how long have you been doing the lifestyle?
The end of August is when I started.
Okay. Good. Good, mm-hmm. good. And did you start right away with the advanced lifestyle then, or were you doing things before?
I was just watching, you know, what I was doing, but I certainly didn't... I guess for a lot of time I was getting to the point of dropping all the meat, but I never really thought about going the whole way off until I read the China study and I said, that's it.
Yeah.
End of story, you know. I have no problem with doing this. I understand what they're saying.
Right. It's just a matter of understanding, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting enough information to really put it together and understand why.
Yes, absolutely. And then how?
And then how, exactly. Having a simple plan and taking it one step at a time. That's why I love these calls, because it's always a good reminder. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Me too. I was getting too complicated with what I was trying to do. It's like you're so frustrated with, okay, so what do I cook? What do I cook? Where's the protein coming from? I know. I understand what the book said, but I still have a little doubt there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. It's always been a great phrase for me.
Uh-huh.
Good reminder. Good morning. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. I've heard several. Do you want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Who you are?
It's Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Anybody else?
I think I mentioned yesterday, right, someone called me right during our call that there was something on diabetics and what they should be doing.
Yes.
This was horrible. Absolutely horrible. It was on a Christian station, and a lot of people watching this, and this guy was real thin at 19, and he's talking about saving children from being diabetic. And he's written stuff, and the worst part is he was going to give this 12 things that you shouldn't eat. And I thought, well, that'll be interesting. I don't know, how do you get off an email? Because I signed up so I can get this 12 list, because it was free. Anyway, it had the products, it had soy products that you shouldn't eat. The most excellent food for you was the meat, and it was it was just ridiculous. And he had books, so they had programs they were selling for $69, and
goodness.
He now is, it showed a picture of him and how well he's doing now, but his fight is for children being diabetic.
Huh.
It's a good fight, but boy, it's going at it wrong.
Wow.
So anyway, that heard me yesterday that I was quick going, I recorded it.
Okay.
And then I went to the computer so that I could, you know, find out what this list is. It even had soy products listed that you shouldn't take.
Wow. You know, it's always good to know what's going on out in the world, too, because then we can, you know, maybe have some understanding of what they're going through and what they're hearing, and then we can figure out a better way maybe to say, when we come in contact with people, with someone perhaps that watched that show and they bought into that, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, because they called
show them.
And I'm doing that.
Yeah, well. Good morning. Anybody else want to say good morning today?
Good morning, Janie.
Hi, Char.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Morning. Morning, Jeannie. This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
Call last night was really good. Did anybody catch it?
Oh, yeah.
So excited.
Yeah.
Going back to basics, isn't it?
Yep. Yep.
And I like Bob so much simpler. Excuse
so
me?
So much simpler, yeah.
Oh. Yep. Just going back to simple packs.
Yeah.
And the cost was very reasonable, I thought.
Yeah, and I think it's great focusing on our new consultants and that kind of thing coming in, making it very simple for them and, of course, for us, too, in the registration process. So, very exciting things.
Now, the thing I didn't get was about purchasing the packs if you're already a consultant and you have to wait for the summer. I didn't get that because I have some consultants that haven't even bought a pack yet. And they've been, you know, they started in December, January.
It's going to be, I think what I understood was it's going to be 1 month during the summer and they'll let us know when that month will be.
What do you do with the people that right now that you know might be interested in that pack and they won't be able to buy it?
I thought they said we could get it right.
Huh? Excuse me?
I thought they said we could get. I signed up somebody last night, and thought they said we could get the new people could get the packs right away.
The new people can, but what about the people that you signed up, like, around Christmas time or January?
They said there was going to be 1 month during the summer, because otherwise it's not going to be open to regular, you know, to distributors. There'll be 1 month in the summer that we can, all of us, buy any of the packs.
Yep.
That's what I heard, at least.
Yes, that's correct. That's simply to navigate making sure they have the availability of the packs and put together for the brand new people, open for them. So they figure if somebody hasn't made a decision by now.
Yeah.
Well, financial reasons, I have a couple of people that financially just couldn't do it at that time because of Christmas and other situations going on at home. I mean, it's too bad it wasn't open for new people that didn't buy a pack. I mean, because the people that have already been in the business for a while have already bought packs and things like that if they're still in the business, you know? Yeah.
I thought it was. The people in April had 2 months, and the people in March, 30 days, and that the ones in February had just that day, yesterday, or I
last
think
night.
Somehow or other they should make it today.
Yeah, they were going to roll it back 90 days from yesterday.
But not for February.
Yeah, February 1st through last night.
Oh, okay. So that if
That's
you had signed up in February, they could get one today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
good morning. Let me do our little announcement here. The purpose for our advanced lifestyle call. I know we're all excited about our call from last night's soft call. But the purpose for this call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And this is better health is always a nice goal to have. And when that's attained, all areas of our life is impacted. Are impacted. All areas are impacted. There we go. To get my English going here. The people that you hear today, if you are new, we would love for you to say hello. And if you have any questions concerning the topic that we're talking about, and people that you hear today are, we're all a part of a study pilot group, and we're actively applying the principles found both in the China study and Most of Us, which is a book by Colin Campbell. And most of us are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. In the China study, it describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, which is pretty, that's a lot of people. And the research in this book was just pretty undeniable. And so we're endeavoring to eat properly and to feed our bodies and fuel our bodies in a good way so that we can achieve that health, along with the other four pillars with Nikan. So we ask that if you find information helpful today and you see benefit in anything you've learned, pass on the call number and time to others too, because this is all about, you know, having our new folks here and helping each other along the way. So thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your car, your office, wherever you may be, out on your walk, wherever you may be today. So, anybody have any comments or questions about any food approaches or anything that you're doing there in your eating habits today?
Good morning, Jeannie. I don't have a question about that. What I do have a question about, where would I be able to get an audio version of the China study?
Just go on Amazon.com.
Where?
Amazon.com. I've ordered a
Amazon.
Copy.
Not.
Yeah, it's
Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You can get a free shipment. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get one of those too. I still haven't done that.
It's good. I've read the book. I've listened to it. I retain 90% when I listen to it, and it's awesome.
Good.
Great.
Thank you. You know, I read something today. I was reading through the Living Well magazine, the last issue, the one introducing the Power 5 Pro. They have a little section there on the health trends, and it's focused on self-improvement. And one of the things there said, it takes time for behaviors to become part of an individual's nature. At least 28 days are required for a practice to turn into a habit, good or bad. So understanding this fact can help us acquire positive traits by devising routines and following them on a regular basis. With an emphasis on completing the activity each day, this repetition eventually leads to the activity becoming nearly automatic, a positive outcome that is easier to maintain. And, you know, I've heard 16 days of different things, so I thought that was pretty interesting. Turn those practices into habits, good or bad. So I was thinking about some of the good ones that I want to continue.
That's right. It'll flip by you when you skip a day, and it becomes 2 days and becomes 3 days. So you keep on track of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's awesome. Well, good. Also on here is a talking about different approaches for men and women, and it says that women enjoy greater success when they reveal their plans to friends and family members. And I thought about this call and how we are on this endeavor together. And so it's kind of neat. And it says for men, I know we might have some men listening in here too. Let's see, most men often attain their objectives when they focused on rewards, but women enjoy greater success when they reveal their plans to friends and family members. So let's see, women benefit more from the social support provided by friends and family once they've made their goals public. So, I thought that was pretty interesting. I was reading also in the McDougall program, the 12 Days to Dynamic Health, and I didn't realize he has a lot of, in the back, he has a medical guide to healthful living. I was reading about, you know, like high blood pressure and different things back in there.
Brian, it's nice that you can read all the readings, say what all that means on the reading on your blood report as well.
And he has a, this is about fatigue. And he said another cause of fatigue, he was talking about how athletes carb load, you know, they'll eat lots of spaghetti and different forms of pasta to provide their bodies with almost immediately available fuel. And then he goes down and he says another cause, and so we might be good to do that three times a day to eat. You know, he's into the starch-based diet, which makes a lot of sense to me here. And then he says another cause of fatigue is the sludging of blood that follows a meal high in fats. You know, we were talking about some fats yesterday. And he says, do you recall going without lunch when you have an important meeting in the afternoon because experience tells you that soon after a meal you'll be sleepy and sluggish? And he explains, he says, molecules of assorted fats from your meal enter the bloodstream from the gut and immediately coat the circulating red blood cells. Uncoated blood cells bounce off each other naturally and are flexible enough to bend and twist through the smallest capillaries in their zeal to take blood to all the cells in the tissues. Once coated with fat, however, they lose that essential elasticity and they stick together in clumps and become rather relatively rigid. The overall effect is a lowered oxygen content in the blood and worsened circulation to your tissues, which you experience as muscular weakness and lassitude. That must be fatigue. And I know sometimes when I've eaten out, I just feel like, oh, I need to take a nap. And it must be the hidden things that are in those foods and things. So it's interesting that I have always been interested in learning about what happens in your body when, you know, like that kind of stuff. Your blood vessels get sludged with fat. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Anybody find some new recipes lately? Or try something new, maybe yesterday? Dead air.
This is where, anyway, Shaw got the pleasure to spend with me a day with me, so I did take her shopping to the Asian store and started on some new kind of like meat-like textures, which some of you like to enjoy. And you can find some of these tofu sheets. They're actually in a sheet. They're made from tofu curd. And you can...
Is it cheese?
No. They don't tofu cheese, no. It's dry. And in most Asian stores, they not necessarily have the fresh frozen one, but they always have the dry one. It looks like sheets of paper.
Okay, sheets, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of yellow. So you can soak that and marinate to your pleasure, and then you form into a shape or mold, whatever you have. I use the, we have a lot of strawberry container here that have those netting in squares. So I kind of like soak them, then boil them, and then take them out and drain them in them and put a weighted thing on them so they're set into a, whatever you want, and then you steam them, and it gives you very nice, firm, kind of like chicken-like texture, or even whatever you want to flavor, and you can make sausage with them, or you can make fish-like with them. It just depends what you season with.
Wow.
I gave my doctor one, but I gave him, since it's started on plant-based, but no, it's not fish, but it's just how you season them. But, yeah, so you just explore them and play around with them. They're great. You can use them as wraps after you soak them and wrap them in thing and steam the food inside that. So it's kind of like, it's called tofu sheets or something, but it's in yellow. It's they make from soy milk,
okay. Of
course. But, yeah, look out for that in the store. I gave Shaw some recipe, and she probably can type some stuff up, and eventually she'll put it down, but that's something at the temple we make all the time.
Okay.
And it's healthy.
Yeah, I still haven't been to the Asian store. I need to make a point of doing that.
Right, you get huge variety of vegetarian and non-stuff. Another thing you can look out for is called mushroom, let's see. It's kind of like frying down meat, but it's made from mushroom, and it's all dry, and it's all cooked, and most of them doesn't have MSG, but you have to read the label, and those are just for topping. It's nice and crunchy, little crumbles almost, and you can put it on your rice dishes to eat, even alone by itself like that.
So make sure you read the label because it might have MSG in them, some of them.
Yeah, they were saying exactly the same thing side by side, but depending on the company, so you have to read them.
Okay. Thank you, Wei. That's great. You know, I tried, Char had sent down the recipe with the waffles, and I tried the whole grain waffles yesterday. They are very, very good, and they're...
I couldn't download that because I don't know what program she used. Is Mary Lou there? If she's there, if she converts to Words or WordPerfect, Microsoft Works, then I could download them. I don't know what she used, and I couldn't download that.
Way it was resent again with just in the regular Word. It was a new computer that I'm working with, different program.
Yeah.
But I resent it to her, and she should have. I'm sure she should resent it out again.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
I think that's the one I pulled down.
It worked for me after the resending.
Yeah, so I want to try that one because my kids love waffles, and if I can make something to replace that in the refrigerator, and then I have to go out and buy those stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I love the Siaga and banana syrup. Was really delicious.
Now, that went over really well with us around here.
Yeah. And, you know, something I noticed, too, about the waffles, in comparing, of course, you know, there is no comparison to, but I put two on my plate, and I thought, wow, by the time I got through with the one, I was thinking I really don't need the second one because of the, and I was just thinking of whole grain versus, you know, the bleached flours and things that you would get, like in a frozen waffle that you buy at the store. There's such a huge difference in the weight of it and in the texture and how you can really chew it. It doesn't just dissolve in your mouth, you know. And it's it was so good. But it was a different experience. I was just thinking of people who have never had a whole grain waffle before, how they
might experience. That other one, the hominy, you would think would be heavier, but it is much, much lighter. It's half the weight, so... Actually, if you're bringing it to somebody for the first time, you might step in that one, and it will be more accustomed, you know, more what you're accustomed to.
Yeah. I just love it. I love the heavier ones, too. But I didn't have any hominy. I had the other ingredients, so I thought, well, I'll try that. I've got to go get some hominy. That's at the Mexican markets, right?
No, yeah, but you can just get it in the little Mexican section.
Oh, okay, at the store.
Of any of the food stores that I've been in, anyway.
Right. Even the Asian store have a Mexican section, too.
Good. Yay. I love it. Oh, that's good. Is Margaret on today? Margaret on the phone? I don't know if Margaret's here from Fort Worth. She had gone to a vegan restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas, I remember from a while back. I think it was earlier this year, and I was wanting to find out where that is. My parents live there. I'm sure I could probably look it up and find it.
I did a pozole, which is a Mexican soup, last night, and I did a quick version of it, combining a couple of recipes. And so I've got that typed, and it'll go out today, and if Mary Lou has time, she'll send it down. I apologize for not having my list on my computer here, but I do not have it on the same email system, so I can't send it direct.
Yeah, that'll be good, because I know I think I had some of your pozole before. It was delicious.
I call it soup with the salad on top, so you've got it all in one dish. And especially when you don't want to start and make a whole salad, you just get to chop up a few things, and you need to mound it just like you would be making a side salad.
Okay.
Generous, especially on the cabbage, and I said that in the recipe because it uses cabbage, raw cabbage shredded that goes on top of it. So anyway, I hope you guys like it. I did not make it very spicy. I did not add even the spices the heat that it called for in the recipe because I felt there was enough in the salsa verde or did I get that backwards? Verde salsa? Salsa verde.
Salsa verde, I think. Mm-hmm.
And anyway, for many people, so you can always add more heat to it. It's hard to take out.
Good. Thank you.
Very
awesome. Well, good. Also, in the McDougall 12-day thing, I was reading about, I just started reading the book again because I think I read it at one time, but it's been a while. I was reading about carbohydrates and whole grain. Let's see, something I thought was interesting. Fruits are often more than 90% carbohydrate, but most of their carbohydrates are the sweet-tasting simple forms of carbohydrates such as glucose and fructose. Green and yellow vegetables store most of their calories as complex carbohydrates, but since they contain very few total calories, the amount of complex carbohydrate they provide in the diet is small. Whole grains, rice and corn, and the whole grain flours, wheat and rye, and whole grain pastas, wheat and soba, made from them, tubers, which are potatoes and yams, and legumes, beans and peas, and winter squashes, acorn and Hubbard. I don't think I've had a Hubbard squash before. But anyway, those contain large quantities of complex carbohydrates and thus are known as starches. Rice, corn, and other grains of potatoes typically store about 80% of their calories in the form of complex carbs. Beans, peas, and lentils are approximately 70% complex carbohydrates. That was interesting.
Right, so that way when you eat like that, you don't feel hungry immediately, you get more. So, when
right.
you come down, so you have to have whole stuff rather than break down stuff. Because when we used to teach, I used to be a nurse and I teach a lot of diabetic patients to children and help them care and identify the complex carbohydrates and the simple. So, we
right.
wanted to. Longer to sustain the sugar level and the one that they can take for immediately sugar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. True. So, I love to read all that kind of stuff. Anyway. Well, good. Anybody else have any questions?
This is Mary Lou. What?
Hi, Mary Lou.
How are you doing?
Good.
I need to ask you what that book was from. Where did you read it out of that you were just giving us the information?
This is the McDougall Program, 12 Days to Dynamic Health.
Okay. I think I've got the book, but I don't think I've gotten to it, read it yet.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Did they have about
I just came in late and I didn't get to hear you. So, thank you.
Welcome.
Did it have about the same amount of recipes in that compared to the 10-day, or do you have the 10-day?
I don't have the 10-dayer.
Okay.
100 recipes. There's 100 recipes, and then I know the other one was 120. So between all those books, it lasts for a lifetime, all these recipes.
Yeah. Well, we had
I know
tried.
I've got them all at home, but I can't compare them because I don't have them all with me.
Now, is the 10-day, is that the maximum weight loss?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have that one yet.
Yeah, and the 12 days, the older book will say microwave, food, et cetera, and then you're not going to be able to miss that.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Wade.
I kind of missed that, yeah.
Echo in the background. It doesn't.
I was just saying that some of the old 12-day dynamic healthy use a lot of microwave options. So obviously, microwave is not that good. Can I miss that option for cooking?
Okay.
Well, we
yeah.
can delete that one because we got this great cookware stuff.
Right.
That's right. So true. I'm going to try for breakfast this morning one of the potato scramble in this book, which looks really good. And it has a yellow onion, a carrot, some water and two potatoes scrubbed and thinly sliced, and then a quarter pound of fresh mushrooms sliced, and optional is low-sodium soy sauce. I'm going to try that for breakfast this morning and see how that turns out. So,
I got
I got the McDougall Quick and Easy Cookbook with 300 recipes. I'm just wondering if I need to get what you're talking about.
Oh, there's some in there, Lee, for you to work with.
Yeah, there's
what?
Probably plenty in there. Mm-hmm. There's probably plenty of recipes in that book for you to work with.
And then the news, between that and the newsletters, I was just digging here for one that I made the other morning when you said that, Jeannie, that was very good, and it was similar. They called it East Meets West. I was going to try it, and if I can find it before the call's over, I'll give you the reference because it's on the website, and all you have to do is go to that month's newsletter.
Okay.
And scroll down, and then it'll have it. But it was something like, East West, and it was a combination of potato and rice.
Oh, really? Good.
Rice all, if you've got your brown rice already baked or cooked, then you...
Yeah, I do.
So, just another option, but I'll keep looking for it.
Yeah. That's one of his newsletters. I can go online and look, too. Find it. East Meets West. Okay. Good. Yeah, I have lots of potatoes here, so it could be a potato day today. And I do have some brown rice mixed together, so. We had made some of our lentil and rice recipe, the jedra, that we love with the caramelized onions.
Okay, I've got it here. It's East-West Breakfast, and it's May 2004. And it's the first one when you open it.
Great.
It has vegetable broth, chopped onion, red pepper, celery, potatoes. They started with boiled ones. I just used hash browns, frozen hash browns, and
okay.
One cup of rice, and then fresh spinach, a cup of fresh spinach, and soy sauce, and cumin, and Tabasco optional.
Oh, I love it.
So it was
like
it was very
better.
Very good. Of course, I love spinach too. So we had just a
me
little.
Me too.
Bit.
Me too. Good. Thank you. Yeah, I have that written down. I'm going to do that. I like all those. I like to add stuff to my. If it sounds too bland, I usually add vegetables to it. Like
there's
that,
no hard fast rule when you're cooking. For Pete's sakes, if you haven't got something, substitute something else. You can always try it again with the exact ingredients if you want to.
That's what I love about this way of cooking is that, and eating, is that it's all good. You just kind of, with the right spices and stuff. Yesterday, I think Brenda had read about spices and how good they are for you, and from that book called The Spectrum. And it's so great to be able to use those spices instead of just salt all the time, you know, salt and pepper. Although I like pepper too, but the cumin and the turmeric and all those things, and they really do spice up a dish and enhance the flavors of those, some of those things. Although I love just the flavor of the vegetables raw as well, dressings and all that stuff on my salads. I like to just squeeze a little juice sometimes or have nothing on there, so it's good.
A lot of times I just use the original or one of the seasoned rice vinegars on it, too. That gives it
mm-hmm.
a nice flavor. Very, very light, especially in the summertime.
Yeah. I do that at our...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Has anybody done the sour cream yet?
No.
Sour cream. That's really good, guys.
Is it?
I know some of you did the Caesar salad dressing, and I've had some really good comments back on that. I mean, these aren't my recipes. These are straight from, you know, McDougall, except for maybe adjusting a little bit sometimes the seasoning to keep them a little milder or add a little bit more to it. But we're pretty much addicted to that one. It's like it's made up all the time in the refrigerator, but so is the sour cream, and it's been holding quite well. I'll look at my date on it and see how long it actually does hold for me. But I know it's usually longer than what they say. If you've got good circulation in your refrigerator and it isn't packed too full. But, you know, I guess it's been a long time since I've eaten sour cream. Well, it's been over a year that I knowingly have anyway. So maybe my taste buds have gone south on me when it comes to doing a mental comparison. But, boy, I'll tell you, that comes awfully close to in my mind, to what sour cream tastes like. So if any of you are missing that on the baked potato or other things, mine was in stroganoff, and I forgot to put it on my pozole, even though it was on the list. Pretty simple. Make sure you get the silken tofu that it says in the recipe.
Okay.
You do not want to use the regular tofu. The silken is the one in the package that sits on the shelf or can sit on the shelf. You often find it in the refrigerated section because that's where they keep the other tofu.
Okay.
But it does not need to be until it's open.
Mm-hmm. Good. And is that on McDougal's webpage too?
That was one that got sent down, I thought, with all the with the Caesar dressing.
Okay. You probably did. I just haven't pulled it up yet or looked at it. Good. Yeah, I would like that. Sometimes I do feel like I want to have something like that. I've looked at them in the store, you know, and I eyeball it, and then I go, no, I'm not going to buy that. So to actually make it would be really good for me. I would like that. So.
Well, the stuff in the store, the ingredient list is so nasty.
Yeah, it is.
I just didn't like it after the more I thought about it, the less I wanted to use it. And so I know I've even got a carton of it that has, and the other thing is, it will keep forever. I mean, I had it for literally, well, I'll check it when I get home, but it will be months now. There was one carton left. I left it in there intentionally just to see if it was still in its original state, which is, to me, a no right there.
Yeah.
A huge no.
It reminds me of years ago I lived with a couple that had small children, and it's when the Jell-O pudding pops were popular, and one of the little gals, little babies, left one out by the pool, and it never melted, and it was summertime here in Phoenix. And that's when we got, okay, we probably don't want to eat those. I'll never forget that years ago happened. Anyway.
That's my hostess Twinkie, not Twinkie, the sponge shortcakes. Story.
Yeah.
3 months later, and it had no mold, no green, no anything, not even dried out. And it was sitting in the back of the cupboard 3 months after strawberry season, which I'd left one by accident in the little tubes that are just cellophane. I've told this many times.
Oh, my goodness.
With it folded underneath, and I pulled it out, and it was just as soft and beautiful as the day I'd bought it in the store, and it went directly to the garbage can. I did take a taste and spit it out, and I thought, my gosh, this has got to be so full of chemicals.
Yeah. Wow. I remember those pickles, too.
Like my cousin, who's a mortician, says, our bodies do not even decay. They're so preserved nowadays when they dig up corpses.
Wow.
So, right? Well.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, it's after the half hour again on this beautiful Friday. Anybody have any last-minute comments or questions?
That's a horrible note to end on, Janie.
I know, it is. We need to have
some. You better give a bright future here.
Yeah. Well, anyway, isn't it nice to know that we have information and that we share it with each other here on this wonderful call about eating properly and how we can preserve our lives without preservatives. you know, as Shar has said before, we are on a mission here to change the disease statistics of our country and around the world, and it's so exciting to be a part of that. And I appreciate everybody's dedication to this program, and to just becoming healthier individuals and being able to share that with others. And through this, the China study, through the McDougal programs, and there's so much available to us and so much information and so many great recipes and that we can learn from here. So how's that?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for a great program.
Is that better? Yeah. So y'all have a great weekend, and keep up those points and stuff, too. We didn't even talk about points today, but drink that water, sleep on the sleep system, have some good exercise each day, and have those great meals that we are planning out, and lots of wonderful green veggies and good starches there and whole grains. And make it a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You did a good job.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Good call, everybody. Thanks. Thanks for your participation. Bye-bye.